on page Memtes, where it says Ois Dalet. We're learning pieces from the Avinezer, as explained by his son, the Shem Yishmul, on Shabbos, Yonim of Shabbos, which, as I told you, if you repeated a number of times, when we spoke about the Toldos, the life of the Avinezer, we saw that during the week he was Rosh Hashiva, and Shabbos, he became a real Admor, a real Chassidish Rebbe. And the Torahs, especially the Torahs regarding Shabbos, are a wonderful combination of the depth, the profundity of Kotzk, and at the same time, there's a mesikus, there's a sweetness, especially the sweetening of the Shem Yishmul. Those who have studied the Avni Nezer and the Shem Yishmul know that the Shem Yishmul sweetened and softened the teachings of his father in a most remarkable way. So here's an example. Bereshis HaMaimer Mevores HaKesher Shebein Brocha V'Yira Shemayim. If everybody has it on page, it says Mem Tes Oz Dalet. Bereshis HaMaimer Mevores HaKesher Shebein Brocha V'Yira Shemayim. The connection between Brocha, blessing. I mean, again, blessing is not really a good translation, but we don't have a better one. V'Yira Shemayim and fear of God. The desire of Hashem kivyachol is to be mashpi, is to give all tovus and brachas, to give us only good things. That's the desire and the will of Hashem. Achaminiyah mitzad hamakabel. The miniyah, the obstruction is mitzad hamakabelim. Hashem all the time is like Hashem is shining a flashlight and we're holding something between the light and ourselves, and there's a miniyah. There's something that's obstructing the bracha from making it down all the way to us. And it's mitzad ha-makabim, it's our fault. She'enem uchonim l'kabel yosem ikfi haroi lahem. We're not prepared to receive more than we're worthy of. We can't receive the brachas of Hashem. Shlo ye'oyshe shomu l'ba'al av l'ra'aso. God forbid a person receive something that he wasn't prepared to receive, it could turn out to be disastrous. It could turn out to hurt you, chalila. Right? If you take a person that knows nothing about finances and money, and you give them all of a sudden, I often like to ridicule these athletes that they get $10-15 million all of a sudden in their pockets, and that's what the pasuk, that's an oisha sharm lebal of l'rasa, that's a wealth that is destructive. Because too much oil puts out the light. It's possible. If you don't have the kalim to receive Hashem's blessings, then other rather than just the light that would have been a blessing for one person, for another person, is a curse. And Yira Shamayim, this is a well-known principle in Chassidus and in Kabbalah, that Yira Shamayim is an oitzer. Yira Shamayim creates fear of God, fear of sin, creates a kli, makes a person into a vessel that can receive Hashem's light. Yira Shamayim. More than anything else. Ahagvul va, I mean, what does Yirat Shamayim do? Yirat Shamayim creates, the nature of Yirat of fear is that it creates a gvul. What is fear? Fear means ad kan v'lo yoser. It means that a person has boundaries. Love of God is a wonderful thing. But the nature of the love of Hashem is that it removes boundaries. All love, as precious as it is, contains with it the danger of the removal of boundaries. To create boundaries and borders, to create borders, that's called Yira of fear. And by creating those borders, you become a kli. That's what happens when you make borders. Whenever you make borders, you're creating a kli. That means you're separating someplace, something, from the rest of the world, and you're designating it for one thing. And then the bracha can descend in a peaceful and productive way into your life. That's the gvul and the geder, the boundary and the fence, which makes a person into a kli, into a vessel to receive all bracha and hashpa, all influence from above. Is Yiras Elokim. That was the beginning of that, the beginning of this Torah, of this piece. Vayichi in the Shem Yishmur. V'hine yadua she Yosef hu Shabbos. And it's known, this is discussed over and over again in the Zohar Kaddish, that Yosef is the Bechina, is the quality of Shabbos. Yosef HaTzadik. Particularly Tfilas Musaf. Particularly Tfilas Musaf is connected to Yosef. Musaf, which means to add, and Yosef, which means to add, the additional Tfilah. But we find in the Zohar that Yosef is Shabbos. And let's try to understand what does this mean. What's the connection between Yosef HaTzadik and Shabbos? When you see this, in the parashiyos of Yosef and Miketz and Vayigash, in those parashiyos, you see Pnei Ha'ish, Pnei Yosef, and Pnei Shabbos in the Kabbalah. There are many, many connections just in the Lashonis of, or the Lashonis that surround Yosef HaTzadik are all Shabbos Dikur Lashonis. I don't have time to go into it right now, but they're all Shabbos Dikur Lashonis. Ukamosha Yosef Hayim Mekor HaBrocha. Now we know that Yosef's name, which means to add, we know that Yosef was the Makor HaBracha. He was sustaining the world. He was feeding the world. Hu HaMashbir. He was the one that gave that gave Bnei Yaakov, that gave Bnei Yisrael HaMichya in the place of Mitzrayim, in the place of Mitzrayim, right? Mitzrayim, we know we've spoken about so many times that Mitzrayim means Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim means a small place, a place. And Yosef HaTzadik is the one who was able to bring life in that place. And Yosef means Tadafis, to add. He's the Makor HaBrocha, he's the source of life, of blessing. And what makes Yosef HaTzadik such a person that he could be a Makor HaBrocha? Now in order for a person to be transformed into a Makor HaBrocha, into a source of blessing, in order for him to receive blessing and then to share it with others, what's most important is Yirat Shamayim. Right? Because Yirat Shamayim creates a kli to receive. So Yosef HaTzadik, therefore, in order that Yosef HaTzadik should be a person who would be able to be the Makor HaBracha, the source of blessing, it was necessary that it means that there was nobody that had this korach of Yirat Shamayim like Yosef HaTzadik. And it's true. That's the meaning of Yosef HaTzadik. We all know that. That's it. You don't have to darshan. That's pshat and chumash. That's the name of Yosef HaTzadik. It's a Elokim on the Yorei. When the wife of Potiphar wanted to break down boundaries and borders, right? When the wife of Potiphar wanted to take away borders, so Yosef HaTzadik responded by saying, "Es ha Elokim on the Yorei. I fear God." And placed a mechitz, and he placed a wall. And he created those boundaries. He strengthened those boundaries between himself and the Ervas Ha'aretz and the pollution of Mitzrayim. Machmas Yos Hashem Shabbat. Kamo Chayin, so too, Shabbos from Makor HaBrach. So, since the Zohar says that Yosef is Shabbos, Yosef is the Bechina of Shabbos. Yosef means Shabbos. So it must be that just like Yosef was the Makor HaBrach, we know that Shabbos is the Makor HaBrach. We say in Lechadayi, right? Shabbos is the source of blessing. It's the Makor HaBracha. So it must be that Shabbos is connected to Yirat Shamayim. In order that Shabbos could be a Makor HaBracha, it must be that there's a special koach in Shabbos for a person to achieve this madrega, to reach this level of the Yirat Shamayim, more than any other day of the week, in order that Shabbos should be able to be poiled as a Makor HaBracha. So the Rebbe explains, and the Zohar says that it's from Shabbos that the 6 days of the week are sustained. The 6 days of the week of a bracha from the koch of Shabbos. It's not for Shabbos the 6 days couldn't exist. The Arachayim HaKadosh says the Pashut. The Arachayim HaKadosh says in Bereishis that if not for Shabbos, the world will return to Tohu Vavohu. On a very simple level, Shabbos is the renewal of life. Even though Kivo Shavas, if not for Shabbos, There wouldn't be 6 days of the week. Because Shabbos is the Makor HaBracha, the source of blessing. That's Vayavarach Elokim is Yom HaShvi. That's Vayavarach Elokim is Yom HaShvi. Mishum Yira Shabo. And the reason that Shabbos has this koach, to be Makor HaBracha, to be the source of blessing, it's because of the Yirat Shamayim that is manifested in Shabbos. Kamesha Kosa B'Zohar HaKadosh, ubetikun ezayir. That Bereshis, it says in the Zohar Kodesh that the word Bereshis is broken down into Yorei Shabbos. The fear that exists, the awe of Hashem that descends into the world on Shabbos. That's the word Bereshis. Yorei Shabbos. The Shabbos, Oisius Boshes. Yorei Boshes. Boshes means shame. It means Husha. To be embarrassed. To be embarrassed means Yorei Shamayim. To be embarrassed not to do something wrong in the presence of Hashem. Husha. Boshes. Shame, to be embarrassed, is the Oisius Shabbos. Bereshis is the Oisius Yorei Shabbos, Yorei Boshes. Vizui Yiras Hashem. Therefore, you see that Bereshis Chochma Yiras Hashem, Bereshis Bor Elokim, and Shabbos is hinted at in the first word of the Torah because Shabbos is the Makor HaBrocha of all human, of all life. Shabbos is the broch of all of existence. Shabbos is boishes is yiras Hashem, reishis chochma yiras Hashem. The beginning of all things is Shabbos. Shabbos means boishes. Shabbos means, as we'll see, that even the simplest Jew on Shabbos can sense this fear of God to be ashamed in the presence of Hashem. Ashamed, I don't mean ashamed in a harmful way, but to have yiras Hashem. Ka'amar Mzal. As it says, then the Yerushalmi brings u'ba'avur tiyeh yirosa al p'neichem zu busha ba'afilo am ha'aretz emes Shabbos alav. The Chazal say that even in am ha'aretz, even a simpleton, even a person who is not connected to the study of Torah, or might be careless with mitzvahs or chalila, careless with aveiros during the week, the Yerushalmi says that afilo am ha'aretz emes Shabbos alav, and that applies to halacha. That applies to halacha. That's what I'm not going to go into now, but that applies to halacha. But that even an Am Ha'aretz feels a certain sense of fear when it comes to Shabbos. Even though normally we say that a boor, that a person who is ignorant, is not a Yerei Chayt, he's not afraid of sin. But on Shabbos, even a boor, even an empty person, the person who doesn't know Torah, on Shabbos, which is the Oishis Boishas, he too is afraid. Emes Shabbos love, he's afraid to sin. Umimoitza hadover nishma. She'i evshel lekabel mibirchus Shabbos, rak lefi midas yirashamayim she'yesh baba adam. Now in order for the person to receive the brocha from Shabbos, Shabbos is the makor brocha, because Shabbos is yira. But in order, is fear. But in order for a person to be able to connect to the brocha that is flowing from Shabbos, the person has to make himself into a klitim makabel there of Shabbos. The person has to have Yirat Shamayim. And we're more inclined towards that on Shabbos, of course. V'im yesh bo yira yoser, makabel yoser. The more yira that a person has, the more fear that a person has of Hashem, the more he's able to receive from the Makor HaBrocha from Shabbos. Ki l'ragli ha'yiru shabo niftochim lo shari ha'brocha. In accordance to the fear that is aroused in a human being, to that extent, the gates of brocha are open to him. Val Shabbos nemar, Birkas Hashem hi ta'ashir, says in Mishlei, Birkas Hashem hi ta'ashir v'lo yosef etzev imot. It's an amazing pasuk. Says in Mishlei that the bracha of Hashem makes a person wealthy. But not only does it make a person wealthy, but the pasuk says, "V'lo yosef etzev imot." There's no sadness that's mixed with it. There's no negative side to Shabbos. I mean, to the bracha of Hashem, Birkas Hashem. I'm saying Shabbos because the Rebbe brings me v'umahai time amachnu shi imos Hashem. Okay, v'lo yosef etzev imot. That pasuk, Birkas Hashem itash, the blessing of Hashem makes a person wealthy, and there's nothing negative that's mixed with it. Chazal Darshna, that pasuk is referring to Shabbos. It also tells us that it's referring to Yosef HaTzadik. He doesn't spell that out here. But Chazal tells us that Birkas Hashem Hitash, the blessing of Hashem makes a person wealthy, and there's nothing negative that's mixed with it. It has no negative side effects. And that's Shabbos. And Chazal Darshuk is about Yevorach Elokim is Yom HaYishvi. That it says by Shabbos, by Yevorach Elokim. And I believe it's the first place in the first time the Torah it says a lashon of Yevorach. It was only after the parish of Shabbos and it says by Purvu by Adam Chava, right? The first place in Torah it says by Yevorach is by Shabbos. I'm pretty sure. Is that true? The first time in Chumash it says the word by Yevorach is by Shabbos. Huh? No, check. I don't remember. I don't remember. If it is the first time it says Vayavarach by Shabbos, then that's the Makor HaBracha. And that's why I would say that if not, then we have to understand. I mean, it should be. But I don't remember. But anyway, huh? The word Brach. But at any rate, Chazal Darshan on this Pasuk, Birkas Hashem Itashir, that a bracha without any negative side effect is Vayivorach Elokim is Yom HaYishvi. It's Shabbos, where it says bracha. And Chazal also darshan this pasuk on Yosef at Tzadik, because it says by Yosef Mevarechas Hashem Arzo, right? That the land of Yosef is blessed. There are two different drashim from Chazal, it's not the same place. Birkas Hashem, in other words, what is the bracha of Hashem? That's the question. What's the bracha of Hashem? If a person gives you a bracha, so all brachas. Brachas are wonderful. Chazal say even our birchas hegit, even the bracha of a simple Jew is a chosh of a thing. It's always good to get brachas. Huh? Yeah. Birchas hegit. Alti kal benacha. The bracha of a simple person is a chosh of a thing. The difference between the bracha of a person and the bracha of Hashem is that the bracha of a person, there's the possibility of Yosef etzavimo, that there's some negative side effect. You know, it's like, this whole world is like, you know, the monkey's paw. You remember that story? Huh? You've seen that before, you remember the story. Okay, anyway, it's not important if you do that. But if you remember the story, then the brachas of this world, are mixed with negative side effects. There's always something that's not 100, something that can come, a brach of oisher, a person has wealth. So we already saw that wealth can cause tzaras v'chul. Kidua. But Birkas Hashem, there's something that's called the Brach of Hashem, Shabbos and Yosef. Regarding the Birkas Hashem, which is Shabbos and Yosef, the Pasuk in Mishnah says, it makes you wealthy, v'lo Yosef etzavimo. And there's no sadness that's mixed with it. To understand that, let's, before we move on a very, very simple level, to understand the bracha of Eretz Yisrael, I spoke about this once before, that the bracha of Eretz Yisrael, that it's an Eretz Zovas, Cholov and Dvash, a land that's flowing with milk and honey. Cholov and Dvash, the Svarim ask, why is that the bracha of Eretz Yisrael, milk and honey, which happen to be my two of my least favorite foods in the world, unless it's chocolate in the milk, it's alright. But honey, b'shumayif and not, you know, just on Rosh Hashanah, a drop. But what's Eretz Yisrael, Zovas, Cholov and Dvash? So it's explained in the Svarim HaKadoshim that Cholov and Dvash, milk and honey, are two very remarkable foods that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides in the Teva HaBriya to sustain creation, and they require the least amount of birurim. What is it? How do I explain that?
Preparations.
In other words, it's muchanim and zuman. I know it, pasteurized. But you understand that our grandparents and great grandparents didn't have those things, and these are macholim, the mother's milk. The fact that it's a michael, it doesn't require preparations and birurim. It's muchen and mezumen in such a way. Not like, you see, with fields, let's say, with to have wheat, to have bread. The birurim after birurim, preparations and clarifications, planting and harvesting, v'chulu v'chulu, and until you get it, and just take off the husks and everything, until you could finally get to the garin, to the etzim that you could use, right? There's so much psoilus, there's so much refuse, there's so much that you don't need. There's so much that's unnecessary and requires a great deal of preparation, one step after another, to get to the kernel. Bria is like that. All of life is like that. That we work for 6 days, you can make enough, you should be able to live. What is it? It's necessary. It's all of life, the preparations and clarifications and to get to the kernel, to get to the etzem. And that's the curse of this world of Yegiel, Lehevel, Verig. This whole world means that we work and work and work, and so many hours and so many efforts to try to get a little bit of something. When you have a brocha of Cholv and Dvash means the brocha of what's going to be with Mashiach. It means that everything will be tachlis. Everything will be for usable. There's nothing that's unusable. There's nothing that's wasted. There's no futility in the world. The world of futility means a world of the 39 categories of labor, of the melacha, of the 6 days of the week. Which the melachas, you know, consist of many of the melachas consist of separating the good from the bad and so on, right? The bracha of Eretz Yisrael ultimately is that it's zovas cholov and dvash, that is flowing with milk and honey, means that it's kula tachlis. The blessing of Eretz Yisrael is that Hashem will remove from that place all futility, all meaninglessness, all effort that is wasted, and it'll be altogether good. It'll be altogether the kernel, the essence. That's the bracha of Eretz Yisrael. Mevarech Hashem Arzo. That's the Birchas Hamon. That's the Birchas Hamon. The bracha of the man was like Lachem Avim, is that there wasn't an ounce of it, there wasn't any psalms. The person didn't have to go to the bathroom after the man. What's the bathroom? I mean, what takes place in the bathroom? It's a psalms. Psalms means that a person, from all that a person eats, there's a certain amount that nourishes and the rest is no good. Right? It's not good. That's the klal of all of life. That's the curse of this world. That everything you do, you be rur, to be mavara. So the bracha of Yosef Etzadik and the bracha of Shabbos is Birkas Hashem Hitashir, to have a bracha of Lo Yosef Etzivimah, where there's no sadness mixed with it. The curse of Adam and Chavi after they ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil is Beitzavon Tochlana. All that you eat will be eaten with sorrow and with anguish. With working and schlepping and clarifying and preparing and planting and harvesting v'chul. And the antidote of that is Birkas Hashem Itashim. Is Shabbos, Eretz Yisrael, it's one Inyan. And Yosef Etzadik, it's all one Inyan. Which means what? It means bracha without itzav. It means the sadness, the anguish, the futility is removed from the bracha. It's in ganzen gebenched. It's altogether mavurach. Huh? That's also the beginning of Tchisam Esav. It's Mashiach. I mean, Achas Yom, Mashiach Tchisam Esav. Right? And that's why the broch of Yosef HaTzadik is the broch of Eretz Yisrael. Mevareches Hashem Arzo, Birkas Hashem Itashiv is the broch of Yosef HaTzadik. That's why his name means Yosef, which is Tosefes, which is broch, without any etzev, without any itzov. The pshat is that the man is a tam, is a taste of what's going to be. It's a taste of what's going to be, but even though it required a maisiv lakita, it needed to be gathered, but the etzem hamaychel itself, the food itself was a food that was birkas Hashem hitashe. Well, yes, if that's of him.
So
you're right.
Down in Shabbos, huh?
Huh?
That didn't come down in Shabbos. Even like without a masif, it didn't come down in the house.
On Shabbos.
Right. It's not masiachas to Shabbos the month. Fakir, Shabbos only day it didn't. Come
no, down. No. Fakir. That's why we learn out the halachas of Lech Mishnah from the month.
Yeah, but that's.
So it's not just Erev Shabbos. But you see that the month that was given on Friday was an achil of Shabbos. That the achil of Shabbos should not require achan on Shabbos. That's exactly the point, Shmuel. In other words, the fact that the man fell in a double portion on Friday, right? We're talking about the man. I mean, you know, Lag Bom is when the man began to fall, right? So it's a good time to talk about it. I'm glad you brought up your mission. So the man fell in a double portion Shabbos, on Friday and Erev Shabbos. Why? That's exactly the pshat. that the achila of Shabbos should be an achila is malach dechasuya. In other words, that the malach was already a suya, that the asifa for the mon took place erev Shabbos, lechem yomayim, in a double way, so because Shabbos itself is mevareches, is birkas Hashem itashya. In other words, malach dechasuya, deichayim, nasuzai deichayim, wasn't like it says by Shabbos, that it should be the kol malach dechasuya. There's no hachonis on Shabbos. Just like you can't separate different the food that you want from the food that you don't want and put it away from the food that you do want on Shabbos, that's boirer. So too, the achila of Shabbos was davka, an achila of mon, and that the mon came in such a way that lechem your mind that Shabbos shouldn't require thee. That Shabbos doesn't have the achana of the mon, fakir. That's the achila of Shabbos. That's why we learn out the Suda Shabbos from mon. Right, that's what we learn out the Suda Shabbos, the amounts of the Sudas, the lechem mon shavish and so on.
That needs a nasiya, needs a hachana, not a Shabbos.
Not on Shabbos.
But the food away.
That's the point. And that's the point. Okay. But when you come to Shabbos, what you just saying, when you come to Shabbos, then that's the etzem. And that's a taste. In this world, Shabbos is a taste. Beside it. Okay, so that's the Sheis Yimei Maaser.
That's why it's so important to have Shabbos.
Right. When you come to Shabbos, Ve'chino She'eviyu, then it comes to Shabbos, and Shabbos is Malachtecha. Asuya. It's finished, Gandhi. Shabbos in time is flowing with milk and honey. It's kula tachlis. Shabbos is tachlis. All the other days are to prepare, and therefore the 6 days of the week have futility, wasted energy and efforts and plans and koiches that are invested that never worked out and clarifications. But the achila of Shabbos and the life on Shabbos is lo yosef etziv ima. There's no negative side effect to the inyan of Shabbos. Shabbos is kulay or. That's why it says, that's why by Shabbos doesn't say vayier vayboiker. Right, by Shabbos. Doesn't say it was morning and it was night. Because Shabbos, Rabbeinu Bechaya says. Because Shabbos is kulay or. It's completely shining. Shabbos. So you see what happens when people are not ready for a bracha. What happens when people are not ready for a bracha? So then that's exactly what happens. When people are not ready for a bracha, so then the result of that can be tragic. That's right. If the Baruch Hu would give us one teeth, you don't think we'd have upset stomachs? We would have one today. You think you'd say, oh, it's wonderful, we heard about this, let's have some. We'd cracks, it's not good, it's this, it's that. We wouldn't enjoy it. Because without the Yerush Shamayim, the bracha doesn't have a place in which to enter. But that's the bracha of Shabbos, and the bracha of Eretz Yisrael, and the bracha of Yosef at Tzadik. And it's interesting because bracha, which means to add, bracha, which means a lot, tosefes, that bracha davka needs Yerush Shamayim, which means Eretz Yisrael has its borders, right? Eretz Yisrael. This and not that is Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael. Shabbos, each of these things has a tosefes, just like in Eretz Yisrael, there's a kibush of chutz laretz, right? You look at the Rambam, the Hilchos Trumas. In Hilchos Beis HaBechira, there's such a thing as adding on to the Azores, adding on to Eretz Yisrael. But the ikur is that in order that something should be added, that couldn't there have to be borders. Shabbos, there's tosefes Shabbos. You add on to Shabbos before and after, right?
Seems to know a few things going on. That is, that he says that tefillah is the one that enables the count in the top of the Shabbos.
Tefillah.
Yeah.
Because tefillah, he says in many places, Rabbi Nachman, that tefillah goof is Yerush Shamayim. That's what tefillah is. He says in many places, that's what tefillah creates a kli. That's what tefillah does. Davening. That's what davening is. The whole union of davening is Yerush Shamayim and It's all to create Kalim to be Makabal Shefa, to receive the Shefa from Hashem. And we all want good things. Everybody wants Hashem's brachas, and Hashem says, I want to give you brachas. But you have to, you have to be a person that's connected to Yosef at Tzadik, which means as Elokim Ani Yarei. It means you have to know your borders. And you have to know when someone's saying, come try this, you have to say, know when to say no. And to make it clear. and you have and this inyan of Shabbos and this inyan of Eretz Yisrael. Hainu hach, they're all one and the same. And by all three you find Birkas Hashem, Itar Shiv Lo Yesev Eretz Avima. That there's bracha without anything that's not good. In other words, it's the opposite of a situation where bracha can be harmful. Birkas Hashem Itar Shiv, it adds Velo Yosef Eretz Avima without anything harmful. Just bracha. Flowing with milk and honey.
Siman is not Shabbos.
Huh?
Again, you see, man is not Shabbos. That's money you need a hakana for.
I know you're stuck on that, but I'm telling you that
it's not, because man is not. Man is panasa. You need a hakana for man. Like Mr. Gluck said, that, you know, if you're not ready for the man, it's they complain.
It's the same thing by Shabbos. It's the same thing by any Tosefta.
Shabbos is Leia.
It's the same thing by any Tosefta. If a person, we're talking about, if a person is makabel the mon, b'seiv upon him yofes, he's makabel the mon, and he's a yirei shemayim, and he's not a person that tries to look for it on Shabbos, right? He doesn't go out Shabbos morning looking for mon.
Yeah.
He goes through the 6 days of the week, and he's an eilach yid, and Hashem gives him. But if a person is not the yirei shemayim, and he doesn't have the kalim to receive the mon, then you're right. Then echanami.
But Shabbos, you don't need the kalim.
Shabbos gufa is a kli of Yiras Shemayim. Afilu an Amaharis, even an Amaharis says Yiras Shemayim on Shabbos, but we understand that the Torah also says Mechalaleh Amayis Yumas. And the meaning of that is that it's a klal gadol in the Bria, that the more potential something has, the greater the danger of it not being properly kept. So therefore the mon could be a source of death, and Shabbos is the strictness of Shabbos, the chumras of Shabbos, the punishments of, God forbid, a person who's not keeping Shabbos, that a Mechal Shabbos b'fahesia, that if a Jew publicly and knowingly and brazenly desecrates his Mechal Shabbos, then Chalila. Yeah, it's bit. It's bad. I don't like this. Okay, it's bit. We don't know nowadays who the Mechal Shabbos are b'fahesia, but it's a bad thing. Zelumazah, okay. That's anachanami. That's true. But the achila of man itself on Shabbos, if the person made it, it's Birkas Hashem. There's no negative side effect. It's kulay tov. The man was completely good, and we don't have time to get into this right now. But when they came to Eretz Yisrael and the man stopped, and that transition between eating man and trying to work in Eretz Yisrael, and with all the 39 levels of clarification, be room to eat the food of Eretz Yisrael, to be able to come to Shabbos and to be able to come to the Madrega of Hechilas Man when things are not clear and things are not easy. That's an avoider. That's our avoider right now. But that's Lo Yosef Etz Avima. There's no sadness that's mixed with it. There's nothing unnecessary or bad. It's Kulay Tov. It's completely good. It's completely good. That parasha, this Torah was said on Parashas Vayechi. And you know that Vayechi begins in such a way, an unusual way, that it begins, it's a stuma, that it's not, it doesn't start in the, how do you translate stuma? Without the normal indentation in space, right? It's stuma. It's completely closed. It's completely enclosed. The parish of Vayechi and Chazal say Rashi brings down the idea Golus v'Shibin Malchus. The next page, Nun Yesh Miut Bira Shemayim. In other words, Chazal tell us that the reason that the parish of Vayechi is closed and shut and it's frightening, it doesn't have that openness. So Chazal say because it was the beginning, because that's when Yaakov came down to Egypt, came down to Mitzrayim. So it's the beginning of Golus and Shibud Malchius. It was the beginning of exile and Shibud Malchius, even though in the beginning he was treated well, and his children were treated well, but it was the beginning of Golus and Shibud Malchius. And that meaning, the meaning of that is the beginning of the Jewish people having to experience life in a place that is the antithesis of Yiras Shamayim. That's the opposite of Yiras Shamayim. And that has taken away many brachas from our lives. That's why the parash is a stuma. Yesh miyut b'Yiras Shamayim. There's a lessening of Yiras Shamayim. That the Jewish people are living among the nations of the world, it causes terrible damage to our fear of God. More than anything, our time in Golus diminishes our Yiras Shamayim. In footnote 35, he brings the Maral. Look on the bottom, footnote 35. Kimavua b'Maral. The Maral says in their mitzvah, Shamalchias mismagdas the Yiras Shamayim. We've spoken about that before. That the Malchias, of all the attributes and characteristics of the Jewish people, that which the nations of the world, that which the nations of the world resist most and oppose most is Yiras Shamayim, fear of God. The nations of the world are one big Eishes Potiphar, one big wife of Potiphar, on all levels. Yiras Shamayim is detestable in the eyes of the nations of the world. Ubisidah Haravzal, I'll read you a paragraph from the Tanya Siddur. You see something here. The Acha Churban Beis Hamikdash and the Neufel Pachad Al Ha'odim Yitzad Atzma, that since the time that the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, it's very difficult. A person doesn't experience the fear of God falling upon him from nowhere. I'll read you a paragraph from the Tanya Siddur in a minute. I'll put him back on top of the page. The experience of the Jewish people in Golus, which is the beginning of Vayechi, when the Jews descended to the Mitzrayim, means a miyut in Yiras Shamayim, a lessening of Yiras Shamayim that has taken away from us our brachas because of it's so difficult to be God-fearing among the nations that don't fear God. And this has such a huge impact upon us, not to be God-fearing. Anki Descartes, that sometimes you see a Jew that's very God-fearing, and he's laughed at even by frum people. He's laughed at even by frum people. If you meet a person on the street, I know a situation where I was with a certain person who's a very big Yiras Shamayim, and he was being laughed at because he kept his head down a certain way. He wouldn't lift his head up to look at things and people said, what's the matter with you, stupid? What do you think, you live in the 18th century? You can't look at people in the face. You don't want to look at women in the face. So it says already at the end of Saita that before Mashiach, people who are God-fearing are going to be mocked. Now, I'm not saying that there are people who are not sincere and they do that. That's dumb. I'm talking about this guy's a sincere guy. He's trying to be a good Jew. People laugh at him. What's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? Halavai, how chelik should be with people like that? We're such gibarim, we're such strong people. No, we fool ourselves and we think that we can look at anything we want and it doesn't have an effect upon us. That's not true. Whatever we see has an effect upon us. Whatever we see. any improper thing that we've ever seen has had a negative effect upon us. And there are many creases in our eyes here in America. Yireichet Yimasu, the Gemara says that those who fear sin are going to be Yimasu, are going to be loathsome in the eyes, disgusting in the eyes of people. Yirei chay. People who fear sin. People make fun. The Jews have our chokas, they want to live a certain way, to dress a certain way. And then people say to them, what are you worried? What do you think? People looking, people care. The answer is yes, yes, yes. People looking, people care. But yirei chay yimas. There's a lot to talk about that, isn't it? Omachmas chesroini iev shalerozei hatar liyos behezgalus, and because in our state of galus, this element of Yiras Shamayim has been so diminished. Therefore, part of galus means a diminished ability on the part of tzaddikim to reveal the secrets of Kabbalah. To reveal Razei Torah, secrets of Torah. Now we're talking right after Lag BaOmer. It's good to see such a thing, to understand. In other words, in order for secrets of Torah to be revealed, there must be Yiras Shamayim. Because secrets of Torah are very, very powerful. It's an unbelievable light. If a person doesn't have the right kli, if a person's a professor in Hebrew University, professor of mysticism and Kabbalah, and the person himself is a menuvel, God forbid, is not a yirei chait, is a bal aveira mechal Shabbos. And all that comes from that is klal, all that comes from its curses. Even though the guy can be the biggest genius in the world. Or this phony, this faker, who puts out 1,000 Kabbalah books, whose name I wouldn't even say in a shul, puts out all these Kabbalah books. Person, mamasha menuvel. So from that can't come any blessing. Because Razei Torah, secrets of Torah need, the biggest blessing is the secrets of Torah. And in order for the secrets of Torah to be revealed, there has to be a Shema, and there has to be Yiras Chet. There's no question, and that quality of trusting in Hashem is very much connected to fearing Hashem, and being and revering Hashem. It's one and the same. You're right. It's absolutely one, but it's one and the same. So therefore, part of the mitzias of Galus is a very deep inyan. Part of our miserable mitzias and Galus is that secrets of Torah can't be revealed. Ad kedei kach that there are people who say no, you know, even when it comes to learning. When it comes to learning the Svar Makadoshim, you know, that before Mashiach comes, that the Tzaddikim, the Gro, and Rav Chaim Volozhin, and the Talmud Yabal Shem Tov, certainly by the Svadim, and Ein Maladaber, that there were secrets that were being revealed in accordance to the level of the generations, but there's such a fear of the secrets of Torah because we're lacking Yad Shemayim, and one has to be very, very careful not to reveal secrets where there's a lack of Yad Shemayim. Therefore, secrets of Torah, secrets of Kabbalah were not meant to be on the internet. They were not meant to be handed out in brochures, you know, on college campuses. That's not Sisrei Torah. Regarding Kabbalah, it says the pasuk in Shir Shirim, Dvash v'cholav tachas d'shoina. Honey and milk have to be kept beneath the tongue. Because secrets of Kabbalah are also called milk and honey. It's a remarkable thing. Gemara says in Chagiga. That's referring to Sisrei Torah, secrets of Torah. Because all levels of Torah, when you learn halacha, requires clarification. You don't speak of it when you're learning a sugya in the Gemara. You're learning a difficult subject in the Gemara that's talking about ownership or that's talking about shnayim ochzim batalos, two people holding onto a garment. You're not talking directly about Hashem. Hashem is in the Gemara, but you have to find Hashem. You have to understand what does it mean shnayim ochzim batalos. What does it mean two people holding on? What does that mean? But when you learn Kabbalah, when a person learns, then you're learning mamish. It's like milk and honey. It doesn't require any clarification. It's elokus mamish. It's godliness. You're talking about God. Every word of Kabbalah is about Hashem. Mamish. All of the areas of Torah, the havayas of Abayi and Rava, the discussions between Abayi and Rava, also contain in them godliness. But you have to clarify. There's a yegiya, this machlokes and pulling away until you get to the godliness that's in the sugya of the Gemara. And many people never get to that place. Therefore, it's possible to have people who are learning Gemara their whole lives that have no Yad Shamayim. That's a popular subject in universities as well. And there are brilliant scholars who learn Gemara, talk about Gemara without Yad Shamayim. But when it comes to Kabbalah, there the danger is especially great. Because Kabbalah is milk and honey. Kabbalah is milk and honey. Kabbalah's direct dosages, huge, powerful dosages of godliness without any outside shells or husks that require a person to pull away into it's elokus mamash. Therefore, because there's so much bracha in Sisrei Torah and Kabbalah, in accordance to the bracha that's there, it's necessary to have Yad Shamayim to receive, to be God fearing to receive, and that's why the Mekubalim is so careful, the mikveh and so on. We're so careful. The inyan of a mikveh. That there should be tahar, or there should be purification of the inyan of Shemir Sabrisku. Because if not for that, then you can't receive the bracha. You can't receive the blessing. Kabbalah is a lashon of a clay kibble. Kabbalah means to receive. You have to have a kli to receive. It means Kabbalah means to receive. And to receive, you have to have a kli. And to have a kli, it means you are Shammai. It means to be God-fearing. That's how you create a clay kibble to be makabal the Kabbalah. It's only with kalim. You can become, and the Kli means Yad Shamayim. Look, and in Golas, this is something that's missing to a great extent. With one exception, Shabbos. Therefore, we find that whereas during the 6 days of the week, the main area of study was Gemara, was Halacha, and so on. When it came to Shabbos, the tzaddikim were Isaac more in Kabbalah. When it came to Shabbos, which is the need, because Shabbos is Yirah Shamayim, Shabbos is the fear of God, therefore on Shabbos there was more of an Isaac in Sisrei Torah and Chassidus and Pnimius HaTorah Davka on Shabbos. Because Shabbos we have more of a capacity to have the kelim that are necessary or that come through Yirah Shamayim. I don't really have time to explain this paragraph from the Siddur of the Tanya. And maybe it's better that I not explain it. I'll just read the words. And I'll translate the words, but I'll have to explain them. It's what's called Ha'ara L'Tikun Chatzos. A comment, a note, on the Tikun Chatzos in the Midnight Prayer. Yavini medal zos l'mavakshe Hashem yavinu kol. Ki l'itim rabim beis rotzen l'mal yitzav Hashem chazda v'yoyah leim ur ahava v'tislahit nafshem v'lahat v'lahav shul heves ha'olam eleh. He says, when it comes to the love of God, sometimes a person, for no apparent reason, it just descends upon him, a strong feeling of love for Hashem. It's a gift from Hashem. He says, it's a common gift that people receive, that a sudden longing for Hashem. You don't find nowadays at all that there should be this sudden feeling of awe and fear of God. We don't find that. Love, yeah, but not fear. Vasibul azeh, what's the reason? Vasibul azeh, he b'chinas golus ha-shechina. It's because of the exile of the shechina, the divine presence. Sheyar da ha'arosav ha-shpa'osav in the slab shebelavush sak, that the light and the influence of the holy shechina has descended as enclothed in a garment and a sackcloth. In the world of impurity, Shabaicholas Aklipis and the shells and the husks of impurity, Kamashakosabazar Kodesh Pashas Pakude. Achlias Ahava Bomilamalam Yaleb Kvias Kalamashiyat Sodom Lairanavshibisatibis Boynus Vakul Zel Dovashiev Shabli Kadima Sayira Habomilamalki Zashalashan. The problem is that in order for a person to truly draw upon himself the love of God, there first has to be fear of God. But here in Golas, the Tanya says, the fear of God doesn't just happen to you. You have to do something. It's not going to fall upon you, a dread and a fear. In other words, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that's what the Shemesh Shmuel is saying. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the most powerful kli that we had, the bracha of Shabbos, the bracha of Eretz Yisrael, the Golus is the opposite of all of that. The Churban Beis HaMikdash. And what can a Jew do to try to, what can you do to overcome this lack of fear? It doesn't happen to you. He says the Eitzah Yutzah is to cry, to feel an anguish that you're missing the Hashem. Hanukkah Churban Yerushalayim. Because your lack of fear is called the destruction of Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim is made up of two words, Yorei Sholem, complete fear. Yerushalayim means total fear of God. Yorei Sholem. That's the Mevorechas Hashem Artov. Yosef Atzadik is Yushalayim. Yorei Sholem. So cry over the Churban Yushalayim. Over your lack of fear of God. Which happened Besibas HaGolus HaShchini HaRavis Midas Pachad Malchus Yisbar HaMalubish B'Levush Sak Asher Hilbashnu B'Avnesenu B'Fikas Ol Malchus Shamayim B'Bitl Mitzasei B'Talmatorik Nekulam B'Hamshah Alein Oil. Instead, what have we drawn upon ourselves in Golas? They were afraid of silly things. We're afraid of external things. We're afraid of other things, not of God. Everybody's afraid of having less of a pranosa and so on. That all of this takes us away from the Torah HaKadosh. He goes on to speak about this. In this short ha'ara here, L'tikun Chatzos, that's kedai for tzaddikim, these things to look at. And that's the whole lineage of crying, that tzaddikim cry over the Churban Yerushalayim, over the missing of the Shechina from our lives, and not feeling that immense Yiras Hashem. In other words, it used to be the time of the Beis HaMikdash, people like you and I, regular Yidden, would all of a sudden feel a pachad Hashem, an awe and a fear of God, which is Zeh Hashar L'Hashem, which would open up all the gates to you. But now it doesn't happen. And that's these the sitten to cry Tikkun Chatzayis, where the Chassam Sofer used to cry. They said that they saw the Chassam Sofer through the door crying into a glass. He used to cry a regular Tikkun Chatzayis. He used to cry into a glass full of tears, the Chassam Sofer. And they saw the Talmidim that he cried into a glass and then he drank it. It wasn't because he was upset because Ramot Gimel is, the construction is not going well in Ramot Gimel. Or that he was crying because the Knesset hasn't been cleaned properly. Chassam Sofer was crying over the Golus HaShechinah. And because of that, our incapability of sensing that awe and that dread and that fear that is what we need to get closer to Hashem, to create Kalim, to bring Mashiach closer. No, anyway, we should be Zarechim, Mr. Hashem. Shabbos we could taste a little bit, and Shabbos, here in our Shul Baruch Hashem, we try a little bit on Shabbos, a little bit Rosei Torah, not Kabbalah, but the Pnimius. And on Shabbos we're allowed, even though we're Amaratzim, on Shabbos a little bit, we're all allowed on Shabbos. And Mishem will be zeicher then to have Eish Kodesh in Eretz Yisrael, the Nachas Kama V'Kama, then we'll be able on Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael to have a little bit of a taste of what things are supposed to be like. We should be zeicher Mitzvah Hashem to see that time that we won't have to be ashamed, and we should see the Shechina descend into our lives. We should zeicher Mashiach Tzidkenu Mehem Yemeinu Amen.